UW faculty are the last state employees to be granted the right to unionize. That power came from legislation passed last year. UW Superior is the first to take the vote. Political science professor Gloria Toivola has been working for this vote since the 1970s.
Just being able to sit down and say, listen, this is what our world looks like, and this is what we need to do a more effective job.
UW Eau Claire faculty will vote next week. The Association of University of Wisconsin Professionals is leading this effort. President Mark Evenson at UW Platteville says the Superior and Eau Claire votes are critical if they're to unionize other campuses.
We can't really know ahead of time how much momentum will build. In some cases, it's surprising how fast the momentum can build, but to be honest, Milwaukee and Madison, we don't anticipate votes on those two big campuses right away because it's just a lot more.
Evenson says many campuses won't hold union votes until next year. Votes can't happen unless 30% of the faculty sign a unionization card. At UW Superior, 75% of the 100 faculty members signed a card. That makes Toivola optimistic. They'll be the first UW campus to unionize.
Hopefully this will go well and then I can retire.
Unionization means the faculty will be able to bargain as a group for working conditions, compensation, and benefits. They'll also be eligible for arbitration, but will not be allowed to strike. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.